Lagos, we're good to go. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. We're going to start with the Vanguard, page 5 of the Vanguard newspaper. APC Hawks pressure INEC to shift deadline for primaries. APC Hawks, as in, you know, bird. APC Hawks pressure INEC to shift deadline for primaries. Page 5.
No way. No way. It shouldn't happen. You see, the part of the some Hawks in the APC, powerful as it might be, are trying to get INEC to shift the date for primaries, for deadline for primaries, and so on and so forth. Principally because the things are not working out as they planned. So, in fact, it says here that some of them are now thinking about recruiting somebody from the north to run. You know, we spoke about this, I think it was yesterday, right, or the day before. Mm-hmm. So the thinking is that, look, if we have to recruit, how do we quickly recruit somebody, you know, who can run for presidency and so on? That is not the way these things go. That is the beginning of failure. What Nigeria needs, wherever he comes from, is somebody who is determined. He is ready. He has the experience. He has the character. He has everything that it takes. And is ready to take the country by the jugular and move it forward. How can you be shopping for a leader at this point in the game? You get me, Sherry?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. But I keep telling you over and over again that what politicians want from the next government in 2023 is much different from what you should want. And this is a typical example. For them, it is about power. Okay? They want to be the party that is in power. Meaning that even if they do see a first great contestant in the other party,
right,
they're not going to sit back and say, oh, this is the man who can lead Nigeria. No, they won't. No, they won't. And therefore, they're all jittery. They're a bit jittery about the permutations and the walkings, right, especially with Atiku coming. So what we're reading here is that INEC has said, let me first of all read what we have here. It says, Vanguard understands that though pressure is being mounted on the INEC chairman to extend the deadline for the primaries, Yakubu so far appears resolute in his resistance against the extension. I think those of us as civil groups and so on and so forth should quickly put pressure on Yakubu to say that no way, you must stick to your timetable. If nobody is ready,
right,
so be it. And of course, you know, it's not just the presidency. Yesterday, some word went around about it, about a very strong candidate, supposedly of the man at the top in Lagos State, for example, who was just drafted. I kept getting messages. He just left Abuja yesterday. He went to see the Jagabai, just left. We had that. And I still maintain that even at state level, you need somebody who has been preparing himself to face the onslaught. Governance is not clerical work. It's not a comedy skit. It's not a training ground. It is not a Russian roulette situation where you will see, would this work or would that work? It's not even about power, as far as the people are concerned. It's about a better life. Governance is about, you make up your mind when you want to cast your vote that, look at where I am today. What is my situation? It's not even about the money that the aspirant gives you or the candidate gives you. It's about your future. The simple question you ask yourself in a democracy when it's time to vote is, look at where I am today. This man I'm casting my vote for, is he going to make my life better? Simple. Simple. If you ask any other question, then you have yourself to blame. Let me vote for him because he's from my local government. Then you have missed it. The simple question you just ask yourself is, can this man make my life better? Anyway, we're here. It says it's not going to happen. The chief press secretary to INEC, Rotimi Oyekanmi, said the commission would not be pressured to extend the deadline. You see, the moment you shift the goalposts a little bit,
right,
you're going to keep pushing.
Indeed.
It's even said here that the APC Hawks are trying to recruit some PDP people so that two of them some PDP
can put pressure.
Can put pressure on, and I would strongly. History is looking at Yakubu and his team, and I would say, whatever it is, if we have just, after all, you have enough candidates anyway. So I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So that's what I would say is that do not extend that date. Fayemi has declared a rush of aspirants. Fayemi declared, Oshiomhole has declared, Akpabio has declared, Mohammed Badaru Abubakar has declared. I think that if APC is not careful, this presidential bid will sink them even before they ever got started. But it's up to them.
Okay, all right. Now let's move to the Punch newspaper, page 2 of the Punch. Multiple candidates threaten southern presidency. Leaders won 24 aspirants.
It's still the same thing we are talking about, what I just mentioned now. There are damn too many aspirants. Luckily, it's none of our business.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say it's none of our business, there's nothing we can do on the outside. The party needs to tidy up. I think in a bid to do that, for example, the Eastern, our brothers from the East, I've said that they are going to narrow down to, I think, one candidate across each of the parties. Mm. It says here, South East to present one aspirant each for PDP and APC. And I think that makes a whole lot of sense.
Right.
And they have said that they will disown once they have met to decide who is going here and who is going where. They are ready to disown indigenous supporting other zones and those who go outside the agreement. Now, remember that the Ohanaeze, they don't have any constitutional rights. Okay, the best they can do is apply pressure.
Pressure.
But I think it's just a common sense thing that if, as a zone, you are so interested in power coming to your zone, for the likes of me, sometimes I don't know why, but for personal gain, really. If you are, then of course you will need to narrow down. Remember that tomorrow is Friday, right?
That's right.
Tomorrow is Friday.
That's right.
Tomorrow, most likely, by this time on Saturday, we will most likely have maybe one or two candidates from the Southwest because of the meeting that's going to take place in Government House in
Lagos,
In Lagos, so that's what we have. So the East are doing that. The West are doing that. Typically, and my good friend, my good Egbon, Eric Cheniola, will find this amusing. We're always talking about this. The North have not said anything. They have not said anything. But if you think that they're sleeping, it's at your own peril.
Yeah.
These are mass. Senator Ogunlewe also said, when he was talking about Mr. Man, you know, the video went viral.
That's
talking
right.
about that, Mr. Man, these guys will beat you at this game. We are huffing and puffing. The very, very huffing and puffing. No, sorry, Southwest Group huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
How do they say? The North are quiet. They're working. They're working on the numbers. They're working on the strategy. They're working on recruiting foot soldiers on the other side of the divide. They're not issuing any threats. And they say, hey, if you don't have any people construct this world, they are not issuing any threats. They are not saying anything. But hey, that's why I like those guys, you know? Hey.
What do you think this election is about? Is it a regional election or a party election?
You know, it's all about power. And what it is that you throw everything, including the kitchen sink, into things like this. So they are throwing religion. Religion is part of what is the problem, for example, in Lagos.
Yeah.
Okay, because it being said that this gentleman has used his two Christian terms, and therefore the next governor should be a Muslim. Okay, so you throw everything. That's what happens in Nigeria. You throw everything, including the kitchen sink. You throw everything you throw into it. And that's what is happening. At the end of the day, what benefits the common man? Believe you me, you are not in consideration. You are not in consideration. You are not plan of the... You are not part of the plan. You are not part of the thinking. The only plan that concerns you is how to get you to cast your vote for them, how to hoodwink you, put all kinds of themes and this, we are going to do this, we are going to do that. At the end of the day, nothing gets done. So it is left to us again, I keep appealing, to have a sense of purpose, to go identify that person. Because in the midst of all this, you might have Indeed, if you look well enough, you will have somebody who has all that it takes and might not necessarily be in all these equations that you put. For example, if your next governor is a Christian, if he's going to do better than the incumbent, so be it. But are people to get sucked in?
Yeah.
I had one, is it Munich or something? Said, no, we don't want a Christian, we don't want a Muslim. Hey, listen to what the bishop said in Lagos, for example, who said that the gentleman who was a Muslim treated them far better. And this kind of divides, I wonder how it plays out, really, but for personal interest.
Is
a governor going to tie one side of the road where there is a mosque and leave the other half that there's a church? It's all about positioning. Everybody gets involved for self, none for the collective. Even the fans that you see, the young people who you think would, their minds would be open, is always about, we support this man, whatever it is, whatever he does, we support him. They don't even think of their future. They don't think of the present. They don't even look at the past. You know? So let's get real.
Yeah, let's get real. We're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3.
It looks as if you're driving me this morning.
What's going on? Where are we going?
Are we going somewhere?
No, we're not.
Are we going to finish before 7:30?
We should.
Do we have an appointment? I don't have this feeling. You know that you and I are going somewhere. You're the steering wheel. Oh, one year, second now, but one way.
We're right on time. Let's go back to the punch. Page 9 of the punch. Nigeria needs men of integrity now, says Obasanjo.
We'll never tire of saying this. We have to take this issue of leadership with the seriousness that it deserves, in all honesty. And I'm going to appeal to our people. Let's be very careful who we support to lead this country. Let's have parameters that are acceptable to all, that we will go by. Don't support somebody just because either you like his face or you think that you will personally benefit. If you personally benefit, but the whole environment is not conducive, your benefit is gone. This is of no use. Somebody gives you enough money to buy a house in Victoria Island, but it keeps getting flooded. You know, you can't even get a good tenant. Or you get that, you collect your rent, and then you're still broke. You can't, you know. Let's look at things in the collective manner. That's why I like Obasanjo's statement here. And please, don't waste your time trying to criticize whether you thought Obasanjo is a man of integrity or not. That's not the issue. Look at the message. Look at the message. It is integrity is key. Apart from character, integrity. Do you know what integrity means? Somebody, it's true that, how do I translate? Because if you don't think KDLA, there's nowhere that they don't.
I cannot help. I'm sorry.
Cannot help me there. I'm on my own. I withdraw it. But what I'm trying to say is that you can't find somebody who is 100%.
Who is perfect, yeah?
Perfect, yes. You probably won't find. I don't even like perfect. Let's use the local word to understand. 100% clean. It's very difficult. But at least in terms of percentages, you need somebody of integrity, which you can easily judge by the past. Don't just throw your life in for somebody because you like his face. I repeat again, I'm virtually repeating the same thing. But look at what Obasanjo says, that if you consider what is going on in our cities, our states, our country, our region of West Africa, our continent, and indeed our globe, our world requires crusades of this nature. Some people accuse us Christians of religiosity without spirituality. Yes, that has been the position of the world, even in the time of Christ, but should we lose hope? No. There is no time in the world where things have been bad that it is not the children of God that stood out. Nigeria needs such men of integrity at this present moment. Whether they are Christians, whether they are Muslims, whether they are Hindus, Abi Onisheshe, what is most important is somebody who will create a conducive environment for better living. I see that I slowed you down now. Serves you right.
Yeah, serves me right. We're going to go back to The Nation. Page 6 of The Nation has a story here. Don't criminalize ransom payments. NBA cautions.
Yeah, I don't know the rationale behind criminalizing. You can discourage people from paying ransoms, but you can't criminalize. So, God forbid, if a relative of mine is held captive, you're telling me I can't pay ransom when you can't offer an immediate solution to it. I think it's just a common sense thing. The problem we have sometimes is a lot of us here are very reactionary and emotional. Okay, you look at the criminal side of ransom payment. Government as a policy, for example, can say we will not pay ransoms, but you don't criminalize it. It doesn't. So a relative of mine gets captured, I pay the ransom, and then I'm the one who now goes to jail. I mean, let's be fair. Our representatives need to look at things in a much more broader manner. Broad manner. Look at what Monday Bani said. He said that the truth of the matter is that victims of kidnapping pay ransom out of desperation and helplessness. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay, knowing that the state has failed and is unable to protect lives and property or secure the release of their loved ones from kidnappers. Then, even if the state has not failed, do you know the trauma you go through when you get that letter, you get that phone call that says bring X amount or we are going to cut off the fingers of your whatever it is? I mean, sometimes you can't even where the state is most effective, sometimes you have to move quickly to save a life. And therefore, we appeal that our lawmakers take a second look.
I agree. Ogun governor suspended aide pleads guilty to $350,000 fraud in the U.S. That's also from The Nation.
Yes, this is so unfortunate and disgraceful that an official of a government, even though he's been suspended yesterday, I think his name is Abidemi Rufai. He's the suspended aide of Dayo Abiodun, the Ogun State Governor, is an aide of the governor. He pleaded guilty in the United States Court in Tacoma to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. I think he's SSA or something. Is it Commissioner?
He's
Special Advisor. Even though now that he has admitted, it's time for the governor himself to expel him. So it says that he was arrested in New York in 2021. And then in a statement on Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice says that Rufai has admitted using stolen identities to receive thousands of dollars in pandemic, this COVID, whatever. He also admitted to have since 2017 obtained identifying information for more than 20,000 Americans, submitted 2 million in claims for disaster relief and other federal benefits, and received more than 600,000. The full details are here. If you read The Nation here, governor suspended aid, pleads guilty. We call on the government now to issue a quick statement. The gentleman should be dismissed.
Right.
In the midst of all this, that the governor too is having challenges tidying up his past, we ask him that he should please, just tidy up everything, whatever has been done in the past, and not hide behind legal, whatever it is.
Right.
We need, our leaders need to set very good example for our young ones behind, and to hear this is very, very embarrassing. Very, very embarrassing. Governor should issue a statement and expel the guy or whatever it is, sack him and bring down the axe quick.
Still with a punch this morning, page 13 has this interesting story here. You may not like this, but it's interesting. Red and processed meat, nutritious but deadly.
We decided to do you a favor.
Yes.
In case you don't know.
Yes.
There's a gentleman called, he's a public health and infectious disease specialist. And his name is Mark Lawrence Famuyiwa. And he writes in The Punch. He talks about red and processed meat. It is nutritious, has protein and everything, but it's deadly. Now, what is red meat? In case you don't know, you have any doubts, listen to me very well.
Listen.
Okay. Red meat refers to meat from the muscles, tozo,
Why did you go for Toso?
That's the favorite part of a cow or ram or Toso, such as beef, from mammals such as beef, mutton, lamb, goat, and so on. Those of you who say goat meat is better, no, it is red meat. And they're called red meat because they are normally red when raw. The meat such as chicken, turkey, rabbit, game birds. Which one is game birds now? What? Duck. I don't like duck. Goose are considered white meat. He forgot to add awo, guinea fowl. Is guinea fowl white meat?
Yes, no, it's white meat.
No. It looks a bit colored. Anyway, it says, also, processed meat, on the other hand, refers to any meat that has been transformed from its fresh form by curing, salting, fermentation, smoking, or other ways of improving meat preservation or enhancing the flavors. I think that also includes sausages, bacon. He forgot to add pork. I don't know what pork is.
Pork is red meat.
Oh, okay. It says that processed meat, on the other hand, refers to any meat that has been transformed. And it says they are mainly from beef or pork. Mm. So it's talking of sausages and things. Mm. But can also be from other mammalian meats and or poultry of meat byproducts. Mm. Examples, hot dog, sausages, canned meat. Ah, corned beef, and I like corned beef. Shiggy.
Sorry. Ah. I'm sorry.
There's nothing like a corned beef sandwich. Meat-based preparations and sauces. Anyway, it is a good source of protein and whatever, but you need to be very, very careful.
Mm.
Very, very careful. Very, very careful. It says that some scientific studies have shown a link between high consumption of red and processed meat and an increased risk of heart disease.
Heart diseases, yes.
Diabetes. Hey. Cancer. Especially bowel cancer.
Mm.
This pointedly shows that it is not necessarily the composition of red or processed meat that is deleterious, but a high consumption of it. So if you are going to be eating that suya,
eat in moderation.
Eat in moderation. Eat like 100 naira on instead of eating 2,500.
You know? Or instead of eating every now and again. You know?
Yeah, you try and eat a bit more fish and chicken. But meat is
and so work out more. Exercise more.
Stop looking at me. You know I don't
work. I'm not talking to you.
No, I don't like this.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm going. Don't let me think.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying, you know, people need to work out more.
Don't point at that. I don't like this. You can point in Philip's direction.
I mean, you can organize yourselves in 2-3, you know, just walk in the evening.
But it's only that, you know, you do need that. Sometimes I fear to walk the streets because everybody knows me. You know, and I don't want that CNN to just
pack myself. We're going to get you a treadmill somewhere. Just, you know, do your thing.
I will take this threat seriously. Get the treadmill.
I'll get the treadmill.
If there's anybody,
let's prove him wrong. Donate. Let's get him treadmill.
Get me a treadmill. You will see me. I'll do a video every morning before I come to the studio. I'll do a video.
And we must see the video.
When I say I'm going to do a video, I'm not going to watch it myself.
We must see. Like, you must send it.
I didn't say I was going to do a video of my bedroom all night. Oh, this corner that you're so excited.
It's just one morning. As in every
just
morning.
Had 5 minutes. Yes, I will do it. I will disgrace all of you.
It will be so, so inspired. We want Baba to still be here for a long time.
It's not exercise. Baba Mahambi, it's not, ain't going nowhere.
Baba, you need to exercise more. It's not by mouth.
But I don't need to exercise. I'm fit. Shaggy. What you need most in this world now is Odrich.
Which one is it? Wait, let's throw in the last story before we go. So, Lagos trains pharmacists to help victims of domestic violence. This one is in the Punch, yeah.
Yeah, I don't particularly understand this story. What are you training the pharmacist for? But for all it's worth, if we do have a pharmacist who can be the first point of contact and offer succor, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, I think a pharmacist can ordinarily treat wounds and things anyway. So I don't know. I don't understand where this is coming from. But I promise one of these days to bring my very good friend, Mrs. Titilola Vaivuadeniyi from the Sexual Violence Agency. Right. And maybe she'll tell us what exactly. But I must give credit to that agency. Mm. I will never stop giving credit to that agency. What I still can't understand is that why it's fully almost occupied by women. Is it deliberate? Mm. Was it part of the policy? Was it the spirit that was put in place when that was in place when the place was set up in the first instance? Mm. But I must say that for women out there, again, you have no excuse. If your husband is battering you, same for men though, if your husband is battering you, just find your way to the nearest police station, if you can get to Secretariat in Alausa, and they will link you up with these people.
Yeah.
And I can assure you, they will solve your problem.
Mm. We have to go now.
Yeah.
We must go now. Lagos, thank you for watching. Huh? Thank you for dropping all your comments. We see them, right? Someone said that, okay, let me not take it because it's time. We need to go. Someone said that what we need is a man of capacity, not integrity. That we've had the man of integrity that gave us nothing. That what we need more now is man of capacity.
But if you have capacity and you don't have integrity,
nothing.
So let's just conclude that we need both. 50-50.
50-50.
It's a 1-1 goalless draw.
Yeah. That thing cracks me up all the time. Whoever said that, I mean, cracks me up.
He's dead now. He should have, you know, but he was a broadcaster. Way back. It's a 1-1 goalless draw.
We must go. Thank you so much for coming.
All right,
you'll be back at 9, right? Okay, good. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We have the news at the top of the hour, right? After the news, we'll talk some more about dementia. Stay with us.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.